Part 3. The School. Yes, study comes hard to you, my dear Enrico, as your mother says. I do not yet see you set out for school with that resolute mind and that smiling face which I should like. You are still intractable. But listen, reflect a little. What a miserable, despicable thing your day would be if you did not go to school. At the end of a week you would beg with clasped hands that you might return there, for you would be eaten up with weariness and shame, this with your sports and with your existence. Everybody studies now, my child. Think of the workmen who go to school in the evening after having toiled all the day. Think of the women, of the girls, of the people who go to school on Sunday after having worked all the week. Of the soldiers who turn to their books and copybooks when they return exhausted from their drill. Think of the dumb and of the boys who are blind, who study nevertheless. And last of all, think of the prisoners who also learn to read and write. Reflect in the morning when you set out that at that very moment in your own city, 30,000 other boys are going like yourself to shut themselves up in a room for 3 hours and study. Think of the innumerable boys who, at nearly this precise hour, are going to school in all countries. Behold them with your imagination, going through the lanes of quiet villages, through the streets of the noisy towns, along the shores of rivers and lakes, here beneath a burning sun, there amid fogs, in boats, in countries which are intersected with canals, on horseback on the far-reaching plains, in sledges over the snow, through valleys and over hills, across forests and torrents, over the solitary paths of mountains, alone, in couples, in groups, in long files, all with their books under their arms, clad in 1,000 ways, speaking 1,000 tongues, from the most remote schools in Russia, almost lost in the ice, to the furthermost schools of Arabia, shaded by palm trees. Millions and millions, all going to learn the same things in 100 varied forms. Imagine this vast throng of boys of 100 races, this immense movement of which you form a part and think, if this movement were to cease, humanity would fall back into barbarism. This movement is the progress, the hope, the glory of the world. Courage then, little soldier of the immense army. Your books are your arms, your class is your squadron, the field of battle is the whole earth, and the victory is human civilization. Be not a cowardly soldier, my dear Enrico. Your father.